You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement.
Good evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. Again, welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and you have entered the Power Zone with DU. Today is June the 17th, and we have a dynamic show lined up for you all on this evening. As always, I am super excited about our guest that we will bring forth on this show this evening. Now, if you're returning, of course, we thank you for coming back and listening to insightful and resourceful communications each and every Wednesday. We appreciate you. And if you are listening in for the very first time, well, welcome. We hope that you will return. And for everyone, we ask that you pass the word. Spread the news about the Power Zone with DU. Tweet it, Facebook it, Instagram it, whatever you want to do, let everybody know that it is going down this evening on the Power Zone. And we further invite you to check out the archives of previous shows. Leave your comments. Let us know what you think. Inbox us. Email us. Let us know what you want to hear as we continue to bring great conversation your way weekly. Now, that being stated, we're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, I'm going to speak to a very special guest and invite him on a call to spend some time with us. We'll be right back, family.
Homeowners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you tried, no matter how often you tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far, however, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com.
Welcome back, family, to the show. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And you have returned to the Power Zone with DU. Now, of course, I love each and every episode I get to spend with you guys, as well as speak to some of our extraordinary guest. That being stated, there's an extra burst of energy when I can bring people on the call that I personally have had the pleasure of working with. And a gentleman that I'm going to speak about and then speak to is, in fact, someone that I admire, that is just an awesome human being, outside of being a great professional. Father, you know, we're honoring Father's Day. We're honoring not just the day, but the season. Phenomenal men that are doing great things in their community. He's an awesome dad. He's a great mentor. He's a speaker. And at this time, I guess you guys are wondering, who exactly am I speaking to? Well, if you don't know by now, I will tell you, Mr. Will Townsend. Will is a dear friend. I've had the pleasure of working with Will on several conversation series. Family, if you've been following us, you know that Darlene's Utopia has produced the conversation series with DU, and that is a forum where we bring about clergy, authors such as Will, motivational speakers. We've had politicians on our panel, and we're just discussing the many great attributes of maintaining healthy, successful relationships in our community. And Will has played an intricate role in the conversation series throughout the years. So I'm going to speak a little bit about who Will is, and then I'll bring my dear friend to the call. Will Townsend is a sought-after actor, motivational speaker, relationship coach, and mentor who spreads hope, love, and joy throughout the U.S. and Canada. His blazing quick wit and amazing stage presence delivers a high-energy message that enables women, men, and youth to live up to their own personal greatness, which in turn makes it possible to have healthy and loving relationships. He first realized his calling in the 90s when he was touring the nation with the R&B sensation Ashanti and experienced firsthand the depth to which women will lower themselves to catch the eye of a man. He admits that he's had his fun. He's discerned that on some levels, he had to take some responsibility in helping women know the truth. Even after he retired from the music industry, it was quite apparent that women in general would willingly subject themselves to demoralizing behaviors from men. Throughout his own experiences and those of others, he realized that people everywhere are in search of love and will go to great lengths to get it and keep it. Will has shared, unfortunately, many are willing to sell themselves short in order to get what they think they want. By compromising their moral beliefs, people have lost an integral part of themselves, which often leads to unhappiness in the long run. War has interviewed hundreds of men and tells it how it is from a man's point of view. He goes into depth about the needs and desires of men and women, points of the game, the pitfalls, and the red flags that women should be on the lookout for. His powerful message implores women to take back their power and respect by taking the proper steps and setting a strong foundation, which in turn creates positive energy internally and within the relationship. Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone with DU, without further ado, I introduce to you my dear friend, colleague, brother, motivational speaker, author, phenomenal relationship guru, Mr. Will Townsend himself. Will, welcome to the Power Zone. How are you?
I'm doing great, sis. Thank you. I love that introduction. It was powerful.
If you are all of that and then some.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate that. Anything for you?
I've been thinking. It's been around. I believe I met you back in 2009 via Ms. Shawnee
right.
Benson Gibson of the Griot Healing Circle, correct?
That's correct. That's right on point. You got a good memory.
Right on. I remember the conversation. I remember commuting and talking to you and just like, wow, this brother is deep, and just feeling like it was the beginning of something great. And here we are, years later.
Here we are. Yes.
At something great. Yes. At something
That's
great.
That's right. But I knew, let me just say this, I knew that you would definitely climb. I knew that you would be where you are, and I see so much bigger things for you that I know you're going to be going. So I want to say congratulations to you. That's a huge, huge accomplishment, things that you've been accomplishing.
Thank you so very much, brother. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. But the passion trumps the struggle. It trumps the fear, and you just keep it moving. You know, you cannot have that dream be deferred. You have to literally leave this world empty. And that's my mission,
that's right.
to leave this world
right.
empty with nothing else to give, because I've given everything. So thank you so very much. And you are right along with it. I want the audience to know everything about you that I know and then some. So let's dive into that. Let's dive into Mr. Townsend. I want to talk, you just actually came back from a trip. So before we get into everything, because I've already read the bio, family knows who you are, so I want to get into the meat and potatoes of what's going on right now with Will. You just came back from a conference in Virginia, correct?
That's correct. You had two. It was one on Saturday and also on Sunday. They both was powerful. The one on Sunday was more women, and I loved the panel that I was with, because it was called The Inside of a Man's Mind, and I had, like, it was five other panelists with me, very strong and amazing brothers, too. And we varied in age, so we was able to give two different perspectives in the age bracket. And
yes.
as you were talking about earlier, I have to say that it was, like, straight with no chaser, very strong. So if you have very sensitive skin or very thin skin, you was probably going to get your feelings hurt. And only because it's the truth, you know. Usually a lot of people, they want the truth but can't handle the truth. So it was a great event. It got a little emotional at times because, like I said, it was strong, straight with no chaser. But I think it was something that was needed. And at the end of the day, many women came up to myself and other men and said, this is one of the great things. Matter of fact, one of the things I wanted to say is the person who put it together, her name was Ms. Nicholson, Tribella Nicholson. She just contacted me today. And they said they want to produce a play out of it now. So, yes, that was amazing. She called me today and said that they want to actually put together a play.
That's awesome. I
happened.
Saw some
yes.
post-production of that online, and it looked really great. It's always a good thing when you can look at pictures or small video clips, and it's like you're there. And you can just capture everything, like what you were saying about the panel and them being very, very strong. And, well, we had this conversation prior, but I would like for you to share with the audience exactly the men that were on the panel. And when you said, it was straight talk, no chaser, what exactly was that like? But let's speak to the content of the conference.
Well, we talked a lot about sex. And I talk about when I travel the country and overseas as well, speaking about my book at the time, and I was very pleased and very honored that people actually got to get into my book. But we talked last night about the same concepts that I talked about several years about sex and how women get it confused. In my book, I call it relations versus relationships. You know, it's imperative that women find out what men's intentions are before going into that bedroom. Because usually when they come out, they go in on the same page. But when coming out, they're on two different pages. And I think that's what throws women off. I think women go into the bedroom wanting and believing that this is going to produce a relationship. And men go into like, listen, this is just about sex. So we talked about last night about how that's a huge difference and how we as people, sexes, you know, women and men, how we look at things very different. Well, why very, very differently? Then we went into commitment. Why do men have a hard time committing, you know? And we gave it, very strong with no chaser. It could be many things, priorities. You may not be the priority on his list. He may have other projects and things that takes priority other than you or a relationship, you know? Or he just may be a liar, you know? He just may be a liar. He's telling you he wants this, but then, of course, his actions are showing something else. So there's variables in that whole thing. And again, it comes right back to women taking their time, being patient, and waiting. I don't believe in that whole thing, waiting 90 days to give the cookie away. I think that's a crazy concept. Although I believe the brother who wrote the book, I bought the book, and I'm very pleased to support him. But, you know, we're grown folks. People are going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. My thing is, you want to be grown? Okay, here's the weapons that you need to go into the battlefield, because it is a battlefield, and you need to be equipped. You know, there's women that I've dated that when I go on dates, they have never asked me questions, so I have to say to you, is anything that you need to ask me before we leave?
So we're actually, are we speaking to both books interchangeably? We're speaking to The Blueprint, and we're also speaking to The Chronicle of the Forbidden Fruit, and these are Will's two books. So we're speaking to both books right now.
Well, the second book is a little different, what it is, but it's still catered to women, because I realize that women, they get involved with men without knowing what they're getting involved with. It's almost like they're afraid to ask questions because they may get scratched off the roster, you know? So the second book is more geared to black men that have been molested when they were younger, and now that they're older, where are they in their life? Do they have kids from many different women? Are they having women issues? Are they womanizers? Where are they with them? And I purposely did this because I wanted to put out to women also, you're dating men also that have these issues. So when you see something that's not right, red flags, it's almost, if you need to ask these questions, have you been molested? Because that is key in a lot. And, you know, in the black community, a lot of black men have been molested. It's just taboo in our community, so we don't discuss it.
Correct.
So it goes back to women again, and why I produced this book, or why I'm producing this book, is because most women, or many women, have dated men that have been actually sexually molested.
So, well, let's take it back for a second, and this is great information. I know the ladies are like, wow. I want to speak to red flags, because you've been talking about red flags for as long as I've known you. And family, we've actually provided some links on the Power Zone site for you to check out Will Townsend's page. It's actually Will Townsend, that's WILLTownsend.com. Also, Will has been a panelist for the Conversation Series with DU. That's a component of Darlene's Utopia, where we discuss relationships, and he speaks very elaborately on some of these topics. So we provided some of those links for you to click into as well to look at some of those panel discussions with Will with various topics. So let's just go back to red flags a little bit.
Yes.
What are some red flags, and how do we address red flags? Because some people will say that, I try to ask everything early on. I'm a question person. I'm asking everything from A to Z, looking at body movements, your eyes, your temple. See how many spoons, how much it's like beaten. I'm looking at everything. But then there are some people that may feel it's just a little premature, and you can't come out the gate asking certain questions when you're on the first date or the second date. What do you say to those things?
That's why women have to be what they are. And this is no disrespect to women. Women have something that a lot of men don't have, and it's called cunningness. You know, that's a superpower. It's a special gift that God has given you that I think that at times you must use it, not only when you want to get into a man's business, but when you want to get into his head. I think that women need to be very cunning. What I mean by that, ask him a question or two right now. You know, don't be too, you know, don't get really too deep. You know what I mean? And what happens, about another 2 or 3 weeks, ask him the same question, just rephrase it. See, men, we're right now. And sometimes we'll ask a question right now, and the next week is a different answer. So you want to look for consistency, and a lot of women don't look for consistency because they're caught up in the hair texture, his eyes, his complexion, or his job status, or because of his feet, the way he looks on the outer shell. Women need to start asking questions. Are you married? What's your FICO score? Your FICO score? Because see, one of us, we're looking for soulmates when we should be looking for financial mates as well.
Now, well, I have to say, there are some women, myself being one of them, a single African-American woman, who will ask these questions, who will pay attention to these things. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of women that are not pretty much looking at the materialistic standpoint, and they're really looking for men who have similar values, that are dedicated to their family, that are hardworking. So not all women are materialistic. So I just want to say that because I know this is like, Darlene, you got to say something to us. So I got you.
I hear that. And you know what? I definitely agree with that. What I was saying to that is that a lot of women forget the money aspect. They have their preferences, men, curly hair, green eyes, maybe a nice physique. They're just going, oh, my God, he's gorgeous. And they'll forget, or not even forget, they purposely, because they don't want to get scratched off his roster, they'll stop one question too short. I don't understand a woman that comes to me and tells me, well, I've been dating this guy for 2 years and I didn't even know he was married. How can you not know? Men, like I said before, men drop red flags all the time. Women refuse to pick them up. You have to ask yourself, I see this, why am I not picking this up? Men are not as clever as women think we are. Because if it was true, the divorce rate of cheating wouldn't be so high. Let me say something. There's nothing more stronger than a woman, a detective woman. She, there's nothing more profound and stronger than a detective woman. Once she's in detective mode, you can forget about it. She's going to find something.
Are you suggesting that we have to be in detective mode? Like, is this something that we should do from the very beginning or ongoingly? Because the counterpart to it is, and just being in the field of social services for so long and just getting to understand people and behaviors, there are some people that professionally tell lies. Their lives are just so far gone. They live lives, fantasies that they will have
habitual.
The president believe everything that they're saying.
Habitual lie, right. You know and I know, we all heard this when we were growing up. Don't lie because it's hard to keep a lie a lie. We're going to forget something along the way. So my point is for women to really listen. Don't talk. See, the deal is with men, we get you to talk more. That way we get to know you. And then we turn into Mr. Illusionist. Anything you want and need, because you done told me all your business, I am going to become him. What you do, you flip the coin. You let him talk. Talk about everything. Talk and ask questions. Where you live, how do you live, find out what his friends are, how the relationship, not with his mother. You can find out about how he is with his mother, but how he treats his kids. That's profound. See, women come and go, but a man's kids that's into his kids, that's a key component that women need to look at. You understand what I'm saying? So you need to ask these questions over. Rephrase them 3 weeks later to see if the same questions are consistent. Men are very, very, we're not consistent as we want to be when we're actually meeting women. We're gonna be on our best behavior at the very beginning of it. And then later down the road, especially after sex, we get real complacent and comfortable, and then we start telling you all kinds of stuff, you know? So you need to ask a lot of questions. What they are, like I said, his name, his FICO score. I know it sounds crazy about a score. How does he feel about marriage? How does he feel about kids? What caused him and his relationship in the past to break up? You know, where do you see yourself in 2 years? Where does he see yourself in 5 years? Find these things out. Keep a record in your head or keep a record in your bag and see if this is consistent in 2 weeks, 3 weeks when you go out with him again and ask him the same thing. You have to constantly keep him in that mode of constantly talking, because through his communication, he will expose what he's really about. I spoke to a woman at this conference yesterday. She told me, well, this man asked me, his whole conversation was based on sex. actually, I've heard that so many times. Women will meet a man,
yes,
and the whole conversation will be about sex, and she'll laugh it off, and then, of course, give talking to him the next day. So I asked this woman, I said, so what did you do? She goes, I thought about it after we got the phone, and I called him back, and I said, I really appreciate the conversation and everything, but do me a favor. I don't think you're right for me. And I applauded her because she understood, if this is our first conversation we're having and you're talking about sex, then that's what you're really about.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? It's almost like, and it's one of the brothers on the panel said this yesterday, and I thought it was kind of coarse, but I understood what he was saying. He goes, you know, women don't pay attention to anything. It's like listening to a song. They hear the music, boom, boom. They're dancing to the music, but then the lyrics are so degrading to them. Degrading to women, calling them hoes and bitches. They don't care because the music has got them going. And that's what he was trying to say, is that when women are in that whole search mode, they let a lot of things elude them. They kind of sidestep a lot of things that they shouldn't be. So I would say,
is it elude or giving the benefit of the doubt? Because sometimes you want to give the benefit of the doubt and you don't want to be judgmental so
right.
early on. There are some things, like you said, with the sex conversation, if that's what he's showing you, believe that that's what it is. And it can also be the same. You know, I just want to say it's not just about women right now, although Will is the guru of relationships and he is teaching women how to understand men and all of the great things that you want to know to capture your man. The reality of it is there are a lot of women that are being deceitful and doing things to men just the same. So I don't want to make it seem it's just one side. It's the way of the world.
You're totally right. One of the things I was speaking about yesterday, how this world has changed in the last 20 years. Everything is sex-driven. Technology has destroyed a lot of our relationships because these devices are being used to be currently, they're being operated to cheat. This technology has taken us to limits that I don't think the human mind is actually ready for at this time. And relationships, I'll forget about it. You understand? No one wants to be in a relationship anymore. And if you're in a relationship, you're going to be in a relationship for a few weeks or maybe a few years. And then, of course, you're looking for a way out. Because everybody right now, they understand they have options. You know, they have options. Before, when you and I were growing up, I couldn't communicate with a woman from New York to L.A. That is easy. Now I just talk to her on the internet. It's just, and it brings us closer together. You understand? So a lot of what we're living, how we're living today, it's involved. It's involved in our daily life, our struggle as well as our relationships. And, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of women that's not being honest in these relationships. You, well with me, sis, you know this. I mean, you speak about my own personal situations. And I've had situations where the women with me weren't really honest, you know, but of course, they scream honest. They want honesty. And there are a lot of men that scream, I want to be a king. This is the king of my castle. But yet, you know, they're not doing what kingships do. You know, I tell men all the time, you want to be a king? What a woman really wants, she wants a man to produce. You got to be a producer. A woman can't, she's a helpmeet. She can't help you if you're not producing. You shouldn't even want a woman if you're not producing.
It doesn't always have to be, and you mentioned it before, it's not always about the money.
It's not
always about your occupation is better. It's being productive. It's doing something. If I am, you know, Will, I grind.
I grind.
I get up. I make it happen. I'm up 3:30 in the morning. I'm going to bed 11, 12 o'clock at night. I don't need someone to match that energy, but on the same note, you got to be in motion. You have to be in motion because it's the only way that it's going to work. And what I'm personally finding is, and, you know, we have these conversations and we're always personal. What I'm personally finding is as I'm getting older, I'm content with me. And we talk about that a lot, how being content with you outside of a relationship. You can't want a relationship if you don't know who you are. So I'm realizing that I have to be okay with if I don't find someone to match that energy, I am all that I need right now. I'm all that I need right now. And it's okay to date and have fun and enjoy. But if you're constantly looking and that's what you're purposeful and finding, it's not going to happen.
You have to be exactly what you're putting out. You know, we teach people how to treat us. You understand?
Correct.
And the universe is very, very, very simple. If you put out positive or you put out a certain image, it's going to come back. You're going to get what you attract. You understand? And I don't think people really, really understand that. But even if you attract, whatever it is you attract, you still have to investigate because you're trying to merge with a great corporation like yourself. You just don't want to merge with anybody. That's going to tear your company. You need to merge with something that's going to be productive. You understand?
Yes. Yes. So we're talking about, we mentioned some red flags early on, and we went, this is family, this is what we do. This is what we do. I know you all are asking, when are we going to have the next conversation series? I've been talking about it on the past couple of shows. It's coming. We will do one before the end of 2015, and hopefully we'll have my brother, Mr. Will Townsend, back indeed.
Oh,
the red flags, you spoke about the red flags of early on communication when you mentioned if you're talking about sex, that's what it's about. What are some other red flags that we should be mindful of as women?
I think that you need, of course, the obvious is wedding bands, the tans. You need to really get in the mindset of the man that you're interested in and quietly look at him from the inside. You know, we talk about intimacy, and it's this whole thing where, you know, a pastor told me, he's like, intimacy, as into me see. If you're really into him and you really want to get to know him, you need to listen to him.
Can you say that one more time, Will?
As far as intimacy, there's a pastor that told me about intimacy. He says, think about how intimacy is and how it's said. Into me see. Intimacy.
Yes.
That means if you're really into the man that's on your scope, that means you have to think, you have to get into his mindset. Find out what his wants and needs are. You understand? You got to find out what he wants, what he needs in life, how he's going to compel himself, how he's going to be a leader for you and your family. So one of the red flags are, when you're actually conversing with him, find out what those are. Because if they're not compatible to you, that is also a red flag. See, the biggest thing is you may not find no damaging red flags like he has kids, he just has another woman or whatever. He just might not be compatible to where you're going. That within itself is a red flag.
Correct.
You know, he may be a great man. He could be a good man for someone, but maybe not you because you're going this way. He's going that way. And what happens is that we see these opportunities, we see these situations with people, and because they're good people still, we tend to get in these relationships. You know, they're just not compatible to us. Not saying that the person we're interested in is a bad person, they're just not compatible. So when we get in these relationships with these non-compatible people, we butt heads or we find ourselves going apart because we weren't supposed to be together in the first place.
Correct.
You follow
years
what I'm
later,
saying?
For possible children, possible
right.
homes and assets now to divide,
correct.
Possible
right.
divorce and all of this because you ignored what was evident from the beginning.
I know a gentleman who's a great man, a great catch, and he met a woman, and he's telling her, you know, I'm this, I'm that. She's asking all the right questions. He goes, yeah, but I don't want any children. And she just overlooked that and continued to talk to this guy. And then, of course, he dated. Now, mind you, he's telling her, you know, he told her, I don't want any children. So they start dating and dating and dating. And then one day she had this, because she was really involved with him then, you know, they had sexual relations and everything. And she got really emotional when she woke up out of this coma she was in and she heard for the first time, she said, that he didn't want children. Now her emotions and everything is all invested in the relationship. And he was like, but I told you from the very beginning. We've been talking about this from the very beginning. And so now she felt like everything that she worked hard for now has been crumbling. The red flag was in front of her face, what she thought. I personally believe, this is only my belief, that she would change his mind.
Yes.
See, men, we have red flags in front of us too with women, and we refuse to pick them up. You understand what I'm saying? He, my friend, what he should have said is, did you hear what I said? I said, I don't want any children. Do you want children? See, I don't want to put all the responsibility on women. Men, as you know, myself
correct.
Included, have picked bad women. Well, I won't say bad women. I was saying women that are not compatible to us where we're going.
Correct.
Life.
I like that.
We all.
I like the terminology, yes.
Yes, we all have a purpose in life. And there are some people that are not supposed to be in our vehicle to get us there or to help us get there. Some people that we choose don't even know how to help us get there. So because of these things, these to me are red flags. I think that people, when you start communicating more, when you start to ask a lot of questions, think about what you want to ask this person. Ask them now and then ask another a couple of few later. But you want to make sure what you're asking is very consistent. And you want to make sure the person you're talking to understands precisely what you're trying to say, because people, not just women, people get into relationships and they think because they're speaking with each other and time goes by and you invested in property that you can change your other partner's mind. Sometimes, most of the time, that doesn't happen.
Correct.
And what happens then, you kind of part, and then you say to yourself, well, it didn't work out because we grew apart. No, I don't believe that. I think that you and the person wasn't on the right page in the first place.
You didn't ask the right questions. You didn't listen.
You didn't listen, and you didn't listen, and you wasn't listening. You might have been hearing it, but you wasn't listening to the difference that you guys have.
Well said, Will. We're going to go out on the song of the show, and family, we're going to be right back with Will in a second. But Will, right now, we need to ask you, what song motivates you and why? What song motivates you the most?
You know, I would say People Get Ready by Curtis Mayfield. It inspires me because as a black male, that song was actually developed to inspire our people. You know,
yes.
There's a trainer coming. And it's funny, my group, Asante, when I was in a group we signed by Columbia Records years ago, we did that song over. We did it over.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful, I was able to really appreciate the words and appreciate the time zone of the song and when it was produced and all that and what it inspired and how it inspired people. And that song for me, it's telling me, Will, your time is coming. Keep grinding. You keep that wonderful spirit you have, that positive energy. Share it with others, because then by sharing it, it will come back, the boomerang effect. I said, every time I hear that song, it brings chills. Right now, I'm like, I have chills in my arms, because I will play that song when it's time for me to produce or to create something or to finish what I started. I'll put that on, and I
Beautiful.
Get like, I'm getting ready, like I'm getting training for a fight. You know what I mean? It ignites something
exactly.
in me that makes me want to do something.
And that's what it's supposed to do. So
yes,
people,
well,
get ready. Producer, take us out. We'll be right back after this break.
The train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us love the most.
owners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Power Zone family, have you heard the news about Utopia Network, Inc.? Utopia Network, Inc. is a New York-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities of productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc., visit them at their Facebook fan page, Utopia Network, Inc.
Welcome back, family. You are in the Power Zone with DU, with your host, Darlene A. Anderson of Darlene's Utopia, and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And I am here with my amazing guest, Mr. Will Townsend. Family, if you're just tuning in, please check out the website via the Power Zone with DU. You can go on ahead and click on Will Townsend's website. There you will learn about the author, the mentor, the speaker, the motivational speaker, because there is a difference. When you see him in panel discussion, it is not the same as seeing him as a motivational speaker. Will performs. So thank you so much for returning to the show, Will.
Oh, thank you, Mom. I really appreciate it. This means a lot for me, and congrats to you once again for giving me the opportunity to bless the people with my passion. A lot of people say, they ask me a lot of questions. Are you angry? Because my face is all screwed up when I'm talking. And I tell people, you confuse the emotion, different emotions, you confuse it, because what you see in my face is passion.
It's passion.
Yes.
Indeed. You have very passionate person. And
yes,
because of that, that actually can bring us into discussing the mentor, because you're very passionate about your community, inner city youth, changing what it's like right now for our youth, specifically young black men. So I want to speak to that, because although you do a lot of work geared around empowerment for women, you also do a lot of work with young black men, correct?
That's right, 100%.
Cool. So can you let the family know about that a little bit? I know what they need to know.
Well, I'm about to be a member of the NAACP, and I'm going to help change legislations and things of that nature with children. I'm going to make that my business and my community do so. I was with an organization called Brothers Making a Difference, one of
yes.
the presidents. And what we did, pretty much, we took young men from the correctional facility in Jersey, and we, you know, mentored them. It's very imperative for me that I bring and give back to the community, especially by young brothers, because some of them, and most of them, seem to be so lost because they haven't had fathers. And so because of the guidance that's needed, I kind of just injected myself into this, because I realized that our children are lost. Our young black men are just out there. They're trying to find help. That's why you have these gangs that are actually developing, because they feel no sense of love, no sense of family. So they go out there and they create their own families. And
as I was
speaking to one of the gang members, he was like, my gang is my family. So that kind of bothered me, my person, because I came from a huge family. And every Sunday we got together, or the weekend we got together at Grandma's house, and we just communicated and just had fun and got you know, felt that love from family. So when he was speaking to me about the lack of, it hurt me and realized that I needed to do something for my community, because at the end of the day, we all we got.
Correct. And family, Will is speaking to something that there's always a need for, and I always speak to this on the show. Mentorship is extremely important, extremely important. Kudos to you, and thank you for giving back and providing service. And I have to acknowledge Mr. Jermaine Jones, our Brothers Making a Difference, Bridget Everett, amazing people. I came on the show talking about the power of networking and relationships. Will, you have an amazing bunch of people in Jersey that are really making a difference. It's an embodiment of professionals. So, again, thank you for that. I wanted to speak to a couple of things before we let you go, because I know your schedule is quite busy and I'm honored to have you, but I know you're going to have to leave in a second. So, family, Will actually has a relationship topic every day on social media, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Where he provides questions, and these are insightful questions in a different type of way, but very, very interesting. Every day I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did he think of this? Another way, like, you really think of some great questions that bring about community.
I have to say, too, even though the majority of the questions are thought of by me, what happened is that it's something that I really, I'm glad I actually started to transform. People started asking and putting in my inbox questions to ask, because they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to ask themselves. So I took the liberty into posting some of other people's questions, and then what happened was the same people that would constantly answer or help me answer these questions, I developed something called the council. It's really funny because didn't really mean to. What it was just that I found that, like, it was like 8 or 9 of us just kept answering or trying to answer or help answer the questions of others. So, like I said, I would say that this is Will Townsend and the council. If anything you need answered, just drop me a line and I'll be gladly to post it. Well, it's gotten so big now that now the council has spun off and have their own page, and they're actually they're giving out their own questions, and people are actually chiming in. And actually, the council has gotten huge now. What started with like 8 of us,
yes,
now it's like close to 32 that it's now, you understand, it's 30 people in the council.
Wow.
But then there's hundreds of people now posting questions on that page. So it makes me happy that I was able to start something that's actually benefiting more people.
Yeah, because I peek every now and again, not necessarily in the council, but your stuff, and I'm like, all right, I want to answer it, but I have so much to do today, I can't, because you know what,
you
get caught up in it. You get caught up in it, you post it, and then people are responding. But the questions that really stuck out to me was on, and I know we can't get into it now, but I definitely want to bring it to the conversation series. And we're always talking about friendships when in relationships, having friends of the opposite sex, and what does that mean, and should you know everybody? So those are topics that really spark bigger conversations for me, as well as the panel that I'm looking to do. So definitely, you know, bring out Tina and Stephen King, a complete chocolate couple, Renee Daniel Flagler, Bill Foster, and just get in that good conversation.
Yes, I'm waiting, I can't wait.
Definitely, it's coming soon. So family, if you want to check out Will's blogs, he has some blogs on this page that speaks to some of the topics that we just discussed. You can go to willtownsend.com and check out some of his blogs. Also on the Power Zone with DU, we have some links, again, from the conversation series that Will has participated in, and he's been a part of it at least 3 or 4. So that's great stuff for you to reference. Did I forget anything? Brother, you are looking great. I told
thank you, sis.
Went to an event this past Saturday, and I took your picture out, and the ladies love Cool Will. They went crazy at the table.
That's good.
So keep up the good work, and
we can
expect to see more from Will. The blueprint, you can purchase the blueprint on his website, as well as the second book, The Chronicles of the Forbidden Fruit. It's been a pleasure. Power Zone family, stay tuned every week, every Wednesday, 10 p.m. for insightful, resourceful communication. Until next time, be well.